Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You guys ever see a compound fracture before?
Unfortunately, yes.
I have as well.
Yeah, I did not expect to see it.
Is that when it bursts through the skin?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Golly, you can't believe what you're looking at.
No.
It's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
You want to look away, but you don't.
No.
It's staggering. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing that distracts you from looking at it are the screams of pain from the person who did it.
Buddy did it when he was probably 7 or 8 on the monkey bars.
Oh.
Back then, it was a concrete slab below that.
Yep.
And my first question to him is, are you okay?
You can't help it.
And
ask.
He looked at his arm, and he's like, no.
You can't help
but
ask
the
question.
But I just stood there. I just stood there like, wow, look at that, man, it's your bone.
Yeah,
like,
you don't know what to do.
I didn't run to go get help right away. I didn't do anything like, hold tight, you know, or anything like that. You okay, man? Like, No, I'm not. But he was kind of in shock. So he wasn't crying. He wasn't screaming. He did not seem like that he was in pain.
He has a high pain tolerance.
I think he actually was in shock when he saw that his bone was coming through his skin on his arm.
I think your body does that for you as a defense against how bad certain things are. Yeah. When I sliced my artery, I know I went into shock. I did not feel a thing. If anyone asks about it, I'm like, it's a horrible scar, lost a lot of blood. There was no pain involved. And one of the most effed up things I've seen, this was probably 30 years ago, but it was a stadium somewhere in England, and it was an old wooden stadium, right, where they did soccer. Anyway, the thing went up in flames. Somebody threw a cigarette underneath, lit it up. But this thing, it goes up in flames. It's this big tragedy. But every time they showed footage from it, you know, usually it's people getting out of there, but there was a dude completely on fire. I mean, head to toe, and he's just walking down the stairs like you'd walk if you're holding two sodas. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. My parents explained, well, my father said he is in shock. He's like, he's also dead, but he said that the reason he's not freaking out at that point is like his body went into shock. And I'm just like, yay, shock, man.
Yeah. And people who do get on fire, typically they don't say too much about the pain at that time.
It's after the fact.
It is after the fact. And all the stuff that you have to go through.
Yeah.
Skin grafts and all those things. And apparently that is the worst. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick comments from the YouTube feed here. Let's see. Grumpy Gremlin says, I had kidney stones. They were the non-smooth kind. They were serrated edges. I couldn't walk or talk because the pain was unbearable. Doctors took images, found 4 of them. Let's see. Regarding epidurals, Savage Amy says, epidurals are the best. Best is in all capital letters. I'm pretty sure my wife agrees with that. And this guy says, I've separated my ribs, put a screwdriver through my hand, and had finish line with sand mix in my eye.
Pain!
Yes!
Those were my top 3. Yeah, Jesus, man. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, quick caveat. I spent about 3 decades as a paramedic.
Okay.
So I got a few things. Yeah, it's weird. One of the worst things I've seen was the bones for pain. People complaining, bones rubbing together once they broke. That's incredible.
That is what I've heard.
So for myself, I've managed to get through kidney stones. I'd give that a really solid 7.
Okay.
I had shingles. 5. Not 5 of them, but I'd give that a pain level of 5.
What is it? Does it feel like just a burning on the skin? Is it an external pain or internal pain?
It was external. It had me searching the internet at night going, what the heck am I? And it was enough to get Vicodin from my doc. He goes, oh, yeah, you're going to get worse here. Take these.
Okay. I love it when doctors tell you that.
How long do you have to deal with that?
Oh, geez. It was a week and a half.
Jesus.
because I had to be cleared up to go back to work.
Yeah, because I cannot remember how long I had chickenpox, which is the same virus. I didn't know if the time was similar.
My father had shingles. It was about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And he was saying couldn't even put a sheet over, and it happened in the winter, but he couldn't even put a sheet over him because the weight of the sheet or the feel of the sheet, whatever, it hurt.
And I'm like, get a higher threat count, you know?
Maybe that's what it is. A cheap-ass sheet you bought,
Kmart
Dad.
Sheets.
Come on, man. Need some Egyptian silk.
Was it pleasant? Gallstones were worse.
Are gallstones worse than kidney stones?
Nah, very similar, different location.
Okay.
That was it. It was broke. Yeah, that was... Again, it was 7. It was pretty bad.
Why did you get kidney stones and gallstones? Is it hereditary? Was it diet?
You know, I think... The ER doc said it was not coffee. I've heard the thing about taking Tums or whatever else. I don't know. Some people seem to get them. Some people don't. I haven't had them since. It's been 10 plus years.
All right.
You know, I was at work, and I was walking down the hallway, and a buddy of mine looked at me and goes, dude, what's wrong? I said, nothing. An hour before I go home, I just want to finish out the shift and go home. He, like, touches me a certain way on my side. Like, oh, geez. He's like, you got kidney stones. Get in the rig. Like,
oh, damn.
So he threw me in the back of the rig and took me to the hospital. That was nice of him. But, then I didn't have a ride home. So that was really convenient. But anyway, it sucked. I didn't like it. You know, the worst for me personally, I had to have a tooth taken care of. Root canal. And that involves a lot of drilling and such.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm laying there, and let's just say the first time I had one of those, my newer dentist sent me to somebody else. I have a second one, and he's like, oh, no, I can do these now. Oh, okay, cool. I'm laying there, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm raising my hand. Hey, I'm raising my hand. Deep pain is like nothing else. He's drilling, and it feels like there's an ice pick wiggling around in my jaw. It was.
I mean, did they not numb you up or something, or what?
Oh, they did. They did. It wore off. Because I think he just wasn't all that good at it. Because I just had to have it redone a few months ago.
Okay, then he probably was not that good at it. Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was covered in sweat. I was just infuriated. When I was done, he disappears into his office and shuts the door. It's not that big a clinic. I walked out, and I looked at the staff, and they're like real sheepish, and I'm like, I will never be back. That was the worst experience of my life. Because when I have patients, I walk up to them, and I'm retired now. Anyway, I said, hey, okay, how's that wrist feeling? It's a 10. Yeah, it hurts really bad. Yeah. Can I talk to my girlfriend on the phone? I'm busy right now. I'm like, that is not a 10.
Damn.
That's probably a 4.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this, man. As a paramedic for 30 years, what is the most pain you have seen someone in? Not necessarily the worst injury, but the most pain you've seen someone in.
pain wise, it was it's broken bones or burns. Old folks that fall and break a hip, you know, it's like, oh, he only broke his hip. No, there's a pretty high degree of fatality because a lot of these people don't come out of the hospital. Bone on bone pain, as you were mentioning earlier, is horrifying. And sometimes you can hear it. It's called crepitus.
Yeah, you can hear them rubbing
bones
together.
Rubbing together. Oh, it's like, ugh. So I'm a big believer and get the patient an IV. Hey, are you allergic to any medications? Okay, boom, good night.
Damn. Yeah.
You may hurt, but you will not care.
That's all you look for, man.
That's what you look for. And it was, that's generally what causes the most pain. I've seen burns. I've seen things involving meat grinders and stuff. Yeah, you know, but the bone on bone, it's brutal.
Bone on bone. Real quick for you guys, I've only sunburned once in my life, but someone here says I had hell's itch from a sunburn. They gave it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
What is your worst sunburn?
I had a, what was it? Third degree,
Jesus,
or something sunburn. It was like sun poisoning.
Yeah, yeah.
And same thing. It was so bad that I couldn't, but you couldn't itch it.
Right.
So I was like in and out of the shower all day, and then this was the next day, and then finally my mom took me to the emergency room, and they gave me like a painkiller and something to put me to sleep.
Yeah, but I had nothing they can do. Right.
And granted, I was in high school. I was swimming at a pool all day. It was like cloudy.
Sure.
But I mean, I got scorched. But you guys see me now, like. We do anything outside.
Lather up quick.
I am a psycho about putting on suntan lotion.
I was about 12 years old, went down to Key West with my dad.
All right.
And I fell asleep at the pool. And the bottom of my feet got third degree burns to the point where they were blistering and they needed to be popped.
So how do you move around? You're just crawling?
I mean, for the first day, I basically did crawl around.
I was like, you can't walk on your feet.
I didn't really leave the room.
I never had it on the bottom. I've had it on the top of my feet, and I couldn't even like wear a sock.
I mean, I remember it to this day. It's the Econo Lodge in downtown Key West. I mean, they had a swim-up pool bar, man, which I thought was great because I was swimming up there and getting a Coke. And like, this is living.
I would say, echo what that guy saying, though. I was in the emergency room another time for that giant hematoma.
Yeah.
And same thing. It was so big that other doctors kept coming in and being like, I just want to see it. And then she gave me a script of 60 Percocets. And I kind of cracked a smile, and she goes, no, you're going to need these. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, you think you're in pain now. In 1 or 2 days, she's like, you're going to be in so much pain, you won't be able to take it.
Yay, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.